The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday, the 4th of September, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And let me tell you, producer, thank you so very much for that song. We got the tragic news yesterday that Stephen Davis passed away. Tragically, why? He was minding his own business. He's just minding his own business. And out of nowhere, a careless and reckless driver took his life. This boy is a real Bahamian hero. He's a hero of a generation, of many generations, before he was recognized by the state for his talent and his contributions. He was recognized by thousands of young Bahamians. Thousands. See, me? I was on the outside. I was sheltered. Grin wouldn't let me off the back porch. The most I could do is sneak out of Bonnie Way to go down to Mama Co for a couple bag of salty and go play basketball on the court behind the behind Dick Moss Club. The court used to be nightlife. I couldn't be out there in the night. I had to go back home when it get dark. But I lived a sheltered life. One thing I knew, right? In fact, I wasn't even sure who this boy was, but I knew these young people, they going to the mall, buddy. They going to go find this boy. They going to get fresh up. And I mean, BAISS, sports day, all kind of big events. Stephen was a legend among young people. Long before he was recognized by the political class and the government. He is a champion of the people. He facilitated young people expressing themselves, right? Many people wouldn't even think of him as a fashion icon, but that's what he did. He made clothes for people. He made style for people, young people. Anybody's gone too soon, it's Stephen the legend. In fact, I was fortunate enough to introduce my artist nephew to Stephen earlier this year, before he passed. Last year, I was fortunate enough to introduce my artist niece to Stephen. You know, it was late in life that I got to meet him, but I always knew of him. And bro, you're going to be missed by so many. See, there's a guy who wasn't looking for celebrity. He was a celebrity. He wasn't looking for it. He just was it. And he shared it with as many people as possible. But hey, Stephen, anyway, This is On the Clock with Aaron Green, so I have to say, imagine you commit an act and a whole country don't like you now. The person who's driving that, you can never come to the Bahamas, buddy. Mm-hmm. Ministry of Immigration, get on it. You got to have a word. But I say, let us honor his life. Let us commemorate his passing with a commitment to doing our part to ensure, to create, to maintain, to sustain safer roads. Let's honor this legend by paying more attention to what it is we're doing behind the wheels of our cars. It's a small thing. We can't go to the U.S. and get justice. We can't go to the U.S. and lobby their courts. I mean, we could do a thing. We could try. But we have more strength, more value in our actions if we commit to creating safer roads at home. Mm-hmm. That we commit that we will never be the person who is responsible for the death of another person on these roads with a car. That's what we could do. And we could take it seriously. And we could show that to our kids. This is a small commitment you could make to change not just your world, but the world. See, I lost another Johnson Road resident. Well, Stefan isn't a Johnson Road resident, but we lost a Johnson Road resident several years ago. He and his wife were killed on Christmas Day in a traffic accident where someone was carelessly and recklessly overtaking in a space where they should not have been. I'm tired of losing friends and people. See, I grew up in a place where I was a gay rights advocate. Not many people wanted to talk to me. Not many people would show me love, but that guy, that Johnson Road boy, he showed me love, right? The Johnson Road is that type of community. We hold space for each other. We don't see each other as reprobates or people in need of reform, but we hold space that people could change their lives in the ways that they want to. So that's a commitment we could make for Stefan, for each other, for ourselves, more importantly, for our children. Let us engage individually and collectively in one of the most powerful acts, which is changing our behavior for the purpose of changing our collective behavior. Let's do that. Let's do that. Stefan gone far too soon, man. Stefan gone far too soon. Thank you for playing that song, producer. I don't know if the skies could lighten up after hearing this news, but I can try. I can try. I can tell you why. I have in studio with me De Havilland Moss. When you hear the name De Havilland Moss, you hear echoing in the back, Johnson Road, Johnson Road, Johnson Road. De Havilland Moss is here today to tell us, to give us the details for the upcoming Johnson Road Annual Basketball Jamboree 2026. I like to tell these stories all the time about Johnson Road. I was a big baller, as a big basketball, as a defensive player. Now, when I say I was a big baller, right, I guess I have to provide some context. Before I was old enough to walk the roads alone, Johnson Road was the center of local sports, right? That court behind the Juju Tree Club, Dick Moss Bar, right? That spot right there was live. Anytime there's a basketball game going on, that was live. Local. That's how I realized that we had a vibrant night league here in the Bahamas. We had all kinds of competitions in Johnson Road. See, I wasn't a night league player, but oh, I was a good defender. I was a good defender. I mean, I had body. All you need is a wall, right? But Johnson Road provided an experience for young Bahamians who lived there, who knew about there, who frequented there, that I don't know if we will be able to recapture again. At least we can, but with real effort. It'll take real effort. And this is what the Haviland Moss and the Johnson Road Annual Basketball Jamboree is attempting to do. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. So, the 2026 Jamboree, right? How many years in are we?
We started this from the 90s, but right. there was a little lull in between. So since the pandemic in 2021, this will be our fourth year.
All right. And I can tell you what, last week, I thought I missed it because there's a beautiful billboard. There's a big billboard up on Johnson Road right next to the St. Anne's constituency office. Mm-hmm. And people call it the FNM office, right?
Right.
It's a big billboard there. I thought you all had the tournament. I thought I missed it, and you all had the tournament last weekend.
No, we're going to have it. We had it later this year. Mm-hmm. Some things happened. But the area MP, Mr. White, he was able to provide that for us. So it's going to be on September 11th and 12th in the of the headquarters, starting at 6 p.m.
That's Friday and Saturday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now where can I park?
You can park right next to the basketball court. There's a lot of parking. There's ample parking there. There's a lot of parking there. You know,
You can park. You can get some of the community guys involved. So, like, if y'all run out of space there, I could park in front of the apartment, so I could park leading into the old court?
I'll speak to Mr. Barrington Murphy. He owns the apartment next door. He's one of our major sponsors, and every year he comes through.
Awesome. Mr. Murphy.
Ex-Marine as well, like myself, but he comes through every year for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Johnson Road people try to take care of each other. Mm-hmm. All right, so the tournament is going to be held on the court behind the St. Anne's constituency office, Johnson Road North. There's a big billboard up. You can't miss it. It's before you take the curve to the left, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay, now tell us about the tournament this year.
This year we're honoring Mr. Dion Campbell. A street name is the Admiral or the Bird.
Right.
He was a colorful character in his younger days.
Yeah, as we all were. Even I have a little bit of color.
Yeah, he was a colorful character, but he did contribute to the basketball community. The Fox Hill Park League is a big part of Johns Road basketball.
Okay.
And every year we set a team down there. For years we didn't do anything. I mean, we came second, first runner up.
Okay, yeah, that's playoffs. Doing big things, yeah, man.
But he was on the team that we won, the first championship we won in the 90s. He was on the team. And he did sponsor the team a lot of years as well. Mm-hmm. And he brought energy to the league. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the fastest player. He wasn't the strongest player, but boy, we called him the Park. Because he did those three-pointers from the half-court line before Steph Curry did.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You know what I remember about Dion? First of all, I never knew his name.
Right?
I never really knew his name.
Right.
But I was a pedestrian for a very, very long time. I was committed to it. I didn't want a car. I like walking. And I like that Johnson Road is a walk-in community, right?
Yes.
That's the kind of boy, whenever I saw him, he'd hail me. I don't know if people understand how important that is in community, especially for women, for young people, and vulnerable people, and people who for whatever reason don't feel safe. It could be all them, you know. It could be all inside them and they don't feel safe. But Dion is kind of boy, if you from Johnson Road and he see you, he can hail you. And if you see him and you hail him, he can hail you back.
Right?
And he always say green. Mm-hmm. Green. But people say, why is green your favorite color? I say, because people call me green. And for me, growing up in Johnson Road, it's because of gentlemen like him. But I say boy them like him, but I say gentlemen because he's still a senior man to me, mm-hmm. right? And I recognize that he's still a senior man to me. Mm-hmm. They make being in Johnson Road safe, mm-hmm. right? I tell these young boy them, y'all want to be out here with all this gang culture and this gang language and this gang behavior, right? But you put this, your turf and you doing this. But do y'all really understand what it means to have a turf and what it means to be in control of your turf, mm-hmm. right? When you got a turf, ain't nobody could do nothing on your turf. Nobody could come in and rob vulnerable people, take advantage of people. And that's the energy that I got from Boydem mm-hmm. uncle them, senior man them in mm-hmm. Johnson Road. You just can't come in here and take advantage of people.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a story, Aaron. I know back in the 90s when I played basketball too for Johnson Road, the Jay Intruders.
Uh-huh.
And we had a fellow named Bitter.
I remember Bitter.
Yeah, Bitter Pratt also. Yeah. And when we came on the park, it was electric because if the Bird or Bitter wasn't there, they were not the best players.
Mm-hmm.
But they bought the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And people came to the park just to see us lose because of those two guys.
Yeah,
because
it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was, it was a big rivalry. We had our disagreements, you know, pushing and shoving, but nobody got shot. You know, little fights here and there, but, you know, that's how we grew up.
Yeah, a little fisticuff, a little tumble on the ground.
Oh, yeah, but without the Bird being there,
the energy change.
The energy would have been much different.
Yeah. You know?
So he made his contribution. Like I said earlier, he's a colorful character. Mm-hmm. He was a street man.
Yeah.
You know, right now I think he's falling on a bit hard times. But hey, guess what? If you're alive, you can still get back up.
Yeah.
So that's my word to him today. If he's listening, no matter what happened, just get back up and keep going.
Yeah. And you know? And this. The selection, choosing him to honor this year's at the Jamboree is a part of showing him that.
Yes.
Like what you have done for us, we prepared to do it for you.
Of course. And then, like I said, you know, every selection is going to be controversial.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot more people who are deserving of the award, but we're just getting started.
Yeah, it's time.
Yes, it's time. So we just want people to keep contributing. And who knows, next year might be you. Just keep contributing.
Yeah. See, let's go to this caller and come right back to the conversation. Good right. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm good. I hear you guys talking about Johnson Road.
Yes, ma'am.
I was up there in those days.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I remember Jason. Jason was my people.
Okay, yeah.
Jason Curtis, yes.
Yes.
Archer.
I'm trying to find out the guy that you talk about, Dion. Is that Didi?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes,
that's
yes.
How I know him as Didi.
Yes,
that's how I know him as Didi.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, all right. That's checking. Yeah, I was there during those days. I lived in Johnson Road back then. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know the people. They good people. They got your back 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, cousin, tell my guest, say tell him what your name is.
My name?
Yeah.
Oh, this Ruth Nell. I was Jason people.
From by the Pink House?
Yes.
Oh, I remember you,
yeah,
yes.
By Selena,
yeah.
Then?
Yeah, yeah. This D. This D on yeah, this D.
Oh,
big man D.
When you say bitter, that's what made me taught a DD. When you say Dion?
Yes, yes.
I never know him. I know as DD.
Yes, that's him. Yeah, but thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you, man.
No problem.
But come out on the 11th and 12th at the headquarters, the FM headquarters. The basketball quarters right in the back there. Come out and support,
yeah,
man.
I know where the headquarters is.
Rudnell, you get the Bengay and I can get the Tiger Bomb. They got a 3-on-3 tournament, right? They got a 3-on-3 division. I can find one person. I think it could be Loretta Butler.
I believe the backstraps and knee covers.
Yes, ma'am. All the gauze and straps they have in the place, please get them.
Oh, okay. There's some old bones going up there.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
All right.
But it's gonna be a good time. Thank you. Thank you very much. So let's get to the tournament. 3-on-3 division, 5-on-5 division, and of course, the infamous Byron Ferguson 3-point contest.
Oh, yes. Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if the audience knows that Mr. Roscoe Ferguson's son, he passed away a few years ago. Mm-hmm. He was on a plane. The plane crashed somewhere out west.
Yeah.
I don't think his body's ever found. But since then, Mr. Roscoe Ferguson decided to sponsor the 3-point contest.
Yeah.
And he's been doing it every year since we recommenced the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big deal. I entered it last year. Unfortunately, I didn't make one 3-point shot. a little rusty.
I only laughing because that would probably be me too.
But it is a big part of the Jamboree. A very mm-hmm. nice trophy that he donates. Very nice. So I think it's only $5 to enter. You don't have to be part of the Jamboree to enter the 3-point contest.
Okay.
It's separate from the Jamboree itself.
All right. And Scores Bar, right, run by Roscoe, is a staple, right? Like it's a pillar in the community.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they got a Ganep tree. Mm-hmm. And the Ganep tastes good, right? But it's a spot that members of the community and people connected to the community, mm-hmm. they come and they hang out. And we say to Mr. Sko and family, right, thank you.
Yes.
You know, thank you for continually supporting the community and mm-hmm. community activities. I just want to go sit with them in the evening sometime, right? But as a children, if we rowing and then they tell me go home, I got to get in my car and go home.
Well, I see school almost not every day, but that's where I get my cigars from.
Okay. Yeah.
But they be playing dominoes and cards. But man, when I get off, I go school Kelly Lane.
Yeah.
And just chill out.
Go straight home and chill out.
Well, Kelly Lane, I live from Micah, but I go Kelly and chill out. But
the old home, like the old
spot. The old homestead, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, man, from Kelly Lane to Johnson Estate to Johnson Terrace, yes. right? All the way to Adley Street. Johnson Road is a community, man.
Yes.
It's a community.
Yes.
And there are multiple pockets, right?
Yes.
So, like next year, we got to have a Johnson Estate team. We got to have a Johnson Terrace team. We mm-hmm. got to have a Kelly Lane team. Mm-hmm. We got to have a Bonnie Way team. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I bring in the ringer. I bring in Mr. White on the court.
Well, see, you can't sing it. You got to bring it there.
Mr. White. Okay, you hear what the man say, right? Next year, Mr. White.
I'm not sure I'm Mr. White in that kind of shape, but we'll see.
That's why I give us a whole year. I got a strategy. Right? So the 3-on-3 division is you have two age categories, 15 and under and 40 and under.
No, 40 and...
Over?
Yeah, 15, no, it'll be 15 and under, and then that's an open category.
Okay, it's just open. I'm glad, because I thought y'all was trying to keep me out. You know, I'm 50. You see, they really... And it's single elimination, so you lose the game and you're out.
Well, for the 3-on-3, it's single. For the 5-on-5, it's double.
Okay. Yeah, and double. To enter the 3-on-3 division, you can have 4 players maximum.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
And it's $30 for each team.
That's it.
All right. And for the 5-on-5 division, like you say, it's an open category. It's double elimination, so I got to lose 2 games to be out. I like the odds. And it's $50 a team, but you get 8 players max.
Yes, that's it.
For that team.
And we try to keep the cost low because it's a community event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, school does open up. So people are, you know, they're challenged financially.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to keep the cost low. And that's why we had a sponsorship day last week, Saturday.
Okay.
It was a sponsorship drive day. We made like about $240. And I mean, that's great. Community gave money, and that's going to defray the cost of the jamboree.
All right.
Even though we have people who sponsor the tournament. Like I said, Mr. White sponsors. We have Mr. Murphy, Swinger, a lot of people, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so we still try to go then collect money to defray the cost. Because at the end of the day, a lot of us still go in our pockets to try to help the tournament, make the tournament a success.
All right. Carla, we come into you right now, and then Carla, why you hang up? So, mm-hmm. I figured out my team. We come in this year, Adrian White, get the Bengay. Ruth Nell, get the Bengay. We come in right now, because guess who the third player is going to be on our three-man team?
Who's that?
Rick Fox. Rick Fox spent a little time growing up in Johnson Road. I'm not saying it's an FNM team.
Listen,
I got two ringers, man. I got Rick Fox and Adrian White.
Well, I'll tell you this. I saw Senator Fox.
Yeah, Senator Fox.
At the Independence Day celebration.
Uh-huh.
And when he walked away from me, he was hopping. So
that's a secret weapon, don't
we? I don't know if he's in the best shape to play any basketball right now. You know what I mean?
Confuse the enemy. This is him right now. This is him right now on the phone line. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Hi, man.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I just shouting out your guest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he knows me. We grew up together, mother and Tehran, and all of us used to hang out in Johnson and Johnson Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that sounds very, very exciting. And congratulations to your guest.
Cousin,
I think he's doing a great job. It's good to see people don't forget their old homestead and mm-hmm. and come and support.
Absolutely. You know. Cousin, your voice is familiar to me. What remind me of your name, man?
My name is Paul.
Paul?
Yes.
Okay. Paul, I never played basketball with you on the court.
You might have.
Okay.
Because I used to play basketball, a lot of basketball in Foxyland and Johnson Terrace.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, Paul, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Are you able to come out on the 11th and 12th?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, man. Awesome. We need you, man, right? And thanks for calling, okay?
Yeah, Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Yes, sir.
Okay, good, good.
All right.
Thank you, cousin. Thank you, cousin. So the details again, Friday the 11th. So not this Friday, not today and tomorrow, but next weekend, Friday the 11th and 12th of September, 6 p.m., on the basketball court behind the St. Anne's constituency office. Many people know it as the FNM office.
Right.
And there's a big billboard up, and you'll see Dion Cunningham's face.
Campbell.
Campbell, my bad. As well as the basketball jamboree. It's a beautiful, beautiful billboard. 6 p.m. start. And now, Mr. Moss.
Yes, ma'am.
We got some chefs in the community, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got, see, Johnson Road is a beautiful community because when you ain't got no car and the people in your house making you mad, you could walk down the road, you could sit and eat where you are, you could get takeout and walk it back home and eat in your yard. Mm-hmm. Are we getting some of those vendors involved, encouraging them to, at the very least, have their businesses open?
Yes, we have but two vendors so far who have committed.
Okay.
So they'd be having some like chicken, some fritters, some local stuff.
But there's Frog in the Grill.
Well, see, the thing is, Frog is global now. Yeah, Frog is, he's gone global.
Okay.
Because he paid me last year for the jamboree, and he never showed up. He had another function.
Okay.
So the jamboree might be a little too small for him right now. He's gone global right now, you know.
Man, look here. Frog, that's how you grill jamming.
Yeah, he's gone global.
The people them requesting the grill outside of Johnson Road.
Outside of Johnson Road.
Boy, look at your Nassau people trying to deprive us of our joy. All right, we got Miss Maureen in the kitchen in the back there. Mm-hmm. We got there's a takeaway in the back by Success by the near the convenience store in the plaza, and I know there's at least one takeaway on Adley Street
yes.
On Adley Street as well.
And then a lady named Miss Sharon Johnson, she cooks as well.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember where Miss Bryce used to live.
Remind me.
Francis Bettle at the end of his house.
Yeah.
If you come in, if you head towards school.
Yeah.
Francis Bettle house, the next yard right there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They call her the black woman.
Yeah, no, they could cook.
Yeah.
No, they could cook.
She cooks every Saturday.
All right, yeah. I mean, look here, y'all. If y'all are looking for a community to live in, right, y'all consider Johnson Road. It is the best of both worlds. You're right on the edge of the city. You're right on the edge of Nassau.
Ocean.
But you're living in a pigeon forest, right, which means you've got trees and you've got birds and you got nature and you got wild fruit. And you got jokes and you got community, man.
Listen, when I go Johnson Road, I always tell my wife, I always laugh.
Yeah.
Because we get jokes for days.
Yeah.
Someone always doing something naughty. We play dominoes. We have some cigars and we have some spike water, but hey, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But,
listen, since I saw you, we had a massive loss in the community.
Yes.
I know I'm gonna recognize for a moment the loss of Miss Adelie's son from Kelly Lane in the tragic canal accident, right?
Yes.
And we say condolences to her. But we lost Wade.
Listen, we lost several persons, man. Yeah. We lost Wade last year.
Yeah.
Wade was not too well. You know,
he had some health issues, but he, Wade was the most, Wade and Sammy are the two most helpful people in Johnson Road, man.
Listen, doing our sponsorship drive on Saturday, it was so hot on Saturday. I was telling my boy Bloor, because we wanted to get some water and stuff.
Yeah.
And I had to walk to Nana, to Kelly Lane. I said, boy, Wade was here.
He'd have volunteered to do that. He said, come on, man, let me do this.
Yeah, so, but Wade is truly missed. Even his jokes, sometimes he get a little jiggy, but, you know, he was truly missed. The lady, she talking about her son. I spoke to her last week, Saturday.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was her son. Because I saw the thing on the, and WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And I spoke to her on Saturday. And we also lost Vern and Moss.
Yeah,
he died election day.
Oh no!
Yeah, that was a big loss for us too. That's why that's one of the reasons why we put the tournament
back a little bit.
Because boy, that was a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, lots of lives we have left to honor.
Yes.
Right. We will continue to honor you, gentlemen and women, and the people of Johnson Road, and all of the commitments they made. You know, I gotta find some sponsors. So we could have a woman tournament. We can call it the Mamako with a part of the jamboree, right?
Yeah,
we can call it the Mamako Slam Jam, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Miss Maureen Slam Bam, the Mamako Slam Jam. All right, Friday the 11th, Saturday, the 12th of September, 6 p.m. Is it too late for teams to register, and how do you register?
Oh, why don't you just call the number on the poster? My number is 823-6772.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you a PDF file of the application form. You fill it out, bring your monies in.
All right.
And we go from there.
Can we show up on the day of with our team and our money?
Aaron, we try to avoid that because this year we're trying to get our T-shirts. Like I said, the area MP decided he'll provide a T-shirt for us with the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult to do if people are going to sign up
last minute
on a day off.
Yeah.
So what's the
cutoff time? How late into this week?
I think Monday would be the latest day because it takes a day or two to print the shirts.
Yeah.
Tuesday would be the latest. Monday would be the latest day probably.
Mm-hmm.
Monday.
Yeah. I got it, you know. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't even have to play. Loretta Butler-Turner, Adrian White, and Rick Fox. That can be the 3-on-3 team.
Well, that sounds like y'all could be in the hospital of the government about the bill.
No. Listen, what happens to you when you play us is not our concern. Right? If you need the hospital.
Well, the good thing about it is we have a referee, George. George is a retiree from the ambulance services.
Okay.
But, you know, of course, he's a certified EMT. So if you have issues, we have somebody on site.
Hey, look how this guy throw the shade at me like a three-pointer. You hit that three-pointer right there. You hit that one. Okay, sponsors. Who's supporting the event this year?
Okay, this year we'd like to thank, first of all, I'd like to thank my wife and my two daughters. They're always there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Ms. Adrian White, the Area MP. He's a banner sponsor. Swinger from Swinger's Lounge.
Okay.
That's Claudian White. Mr. Barrington Murphy. That's my buddy from the Defend Force. Jefford Roberts, he lives through Dunkirk Street. That's where my grandma grew up.
Okay.
You got Big Six Auto. She always, every year she supports. She's on Bernard Road.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany Knowles, that's my cousin of mine. Roscoe Ferguson, of course. Graylin and Arnett Humes. We honored Graylin last year.
Yes.
Stacia Roberts, that's my other cousin. The Johns Road Community. The Johns Road Jamboree. Right, committee, okay?
All right.
And it's headed by myself, the Harvard Moss, and we have Arnett Humes, Calvin Johnson, J.D. and Russell, Denrick Moss, and Adrian Russell.
Now, when you say Calvin Johnson, that's CJ?
Yes, CJ, yes.
That's my big brother?
That's your big brother.
Good morning, CJ. How are you doing? Right, like CJ is another one of the guys in Johnson Road, right, that just made sure that people were safe.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like you say, the Johnson Road have a colorful, colorful past, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the residents of Johnson Road understood what it meant to maintain community and really try to keep people safe in their own communities, man. And we say thank you for that.
And there's no need. I know when I attended COB back in the 90s, a lot of my friends, they didn't want to come to Fox Hill.
Yeah.
And I try to tell them, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, it's safe.
You know, nobody can bother you. You come sit down, watch the games. It's pretty safe.
Yeah. Only people can bother you is the pod cakes, but they are the welcome committee.
They
won't know if you're going to share while you're in here.
Yes, that's all. If you eat your food, try to put the bones right next to them so they can get something to eat too.
All right.
You know?
Mr. Moss, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I'm going to go work on my team, see if I could pull something together for Monday, right? It may be the geriatric league, but we come in.
Well, like I said, Aaron, if you do come, we have a certified referee and a certified EMT on site.
Who can take care of all of us.
So there's no worries. But Aaron, thank you so much. We appreciate you giving us this plug.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say to the Johns Road community, hey, y'all, let's keep pushing. My mantra is, one of my best sayings is, many can help one,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard for one to help many.
Yeah.
So we got to give in our community. We got to support, man.
Yeah.
We got to support, okay? Love you all, man.
We have a beautiful community.
Beautiful.
The last thing I want to say to Johnson Road people is this. Did you know that there is a male Gnep tree and there's a female Gnep tree, right? For Johnson Road residents and people who are thinking of moving into Johnson Road, before you look at that Gnep tree and say, Gnep tree, you don't produce no Gnep, no time, you are of no value, stop and think for a moment. Is this a male Gnep tree? Right? Because when you find a fruit-bearing Gnep tree, there has to be a male Gnep tree somewhere nearby.
Oh.
Right? And so I need, especially Johnson Road people, because Johnson Road obviously used to have many different orchards. Mm-hmm. The Juju Orchard, mm-hmm. Gnep Orchard.
Plum
Orchard. The tree, the Gnep tree that you see that's not producing fruit, Don't cut that down right away. It may be the male Gnep tree that is supporting other female Gnep trees nearby. Right. As a gay rights advocate, that's the only thing you could get me on. Whenever, and I tell Johnson Road people, like, whenever you want to get me, say, hey, Green, I know you're a gay rights advocate, but the female Gnep tree need the male Gnep tree, right? And y'all don't never forget that. They need each other. Mm-hmm. They just like we and Johnson Road need each other. I also just want to take this moment, since we're talking about sports, to send a shout out to the winningest soccer coach in the history of the Bahamas, Mr. Leslie Mins, right, who's a big part of the Johnson Road community, has been a big supporter of sports. His sport is soccer and not basketball. Mm-hmm. But I hope that we could expand the basketball jamboree into a soccer jamboree as well.
Well, you know, Aaron, the thing is this. I had an uncle who passed away, was it this year or last year? Uncle Ning.
Yeah.
Philip Morris, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I always, I tell his kids, you know, or people in the community, hey, whatever your passion is, let's do it. I mean, I'm not a soccer guy, so I'll never be in the forefront, but I'll be supporting from the back.
Yeah,
you understand
absolutely.
Me? So if you like soccer, tennis, volleyball, track and field, hey, we're going to support you too.
Yeah.
But you have to follow your passion.
Yeah. Now, when you say Ms. Moss, you mean the fast walker?
Oh, yeah.
The body man? See, the sports
yes,
writer.
Yes.
Remind them, Philip Morris is one of the country's leading race walkers.
Yes, fast. Yes, premier. He had an accident, I think it was last year, Thanksgiving sometime. He slipped and fell.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how he...
didn't recover.
He didn't recover from that. You know, he passed away that same day. But, you know, he has some injuries. But the thing is, we want his legacy to live on, too. So I'd love to go back to his kids and see if we can get a walkathon for him.
Yes, absolutely.
See, you know. And before I go, Aaron, I also want to send a shout out to the taxi. You know, I drive a taxi.
You're a taxi driver?
Yes. Okay. So I hear you on the radio every day talking about taxi drivers.
Yeah,
call them sometimes to try to tell you all in bad, right?
Right.
But shout out to the taxi drivers at the British Colonial Hotel, the ones downtown, my boy Marvin on Paradise Island, and all the good taxi drivers out there. There are a lot of guys out there doing good stuff.
Yeah.
Some bad apples,
yeah.
But the people just need to do their jobs and road traffic in other areas. But that's
yeah, it's a system, and behavior and culture shifts over time.
Yes, it does.
Right,
it does.
I grew up as a child in Johnson Road. We don't give up on people. That's why I prod, because I'm not prepared to give up on people. I will continue to prod you to see the best
speak life.
And so you could see the best of who you could become. We don't, Johnson Road, we don't give up on people. Mm-hmm. Y'all young people, y'all hear that? We don't give up on y'all. Mm-hmm. Mr. Moss, thank you so very much. I need as much time as possible to get to the gym. I got to find a bionic man, see if I can get me a new ankle for Monday and sign up in this tournament.
We'll be ready for you. And I'd love to tell George, get a few more before he said kiss out there. Just in case, all right?
Yes, Johnson Road. Producer, take us to a break. When we get back from the break, we got some more sports stories, including the Bahamian Masters athlete Timothy Munnings, who I suspect, Mr. Moss, is also maybe not a Johnson Road resident, but he's a St. Anne's constituency resident. Yeah, he just won his second gold medal at the Masters, 400 meters. See, 3 score and 10 gang. 3 score and 10 gang. He is there for you. Absolutely. You guys stay tuned to On the Clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back after this break.
My favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. Cause it's basketball. But Mr. Curtis flow.
Hey, this is John Binder. And on Monday evenings, you will be hearing my voice on a new show Total Package. That's right, I'll be your host, and we will be discussing various packages related to workers, employers, government, relationship, and other packages of concern. So please join me and be a part of the conversation on your number one talk show radio station in the nation, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Starting September 7th at 7 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day.
What? Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kid's school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Every day we're told how to work, worship, love, and live by systems that were never built for our flourishing. But underneath the noise, there's an older wisdom waiting to be rediscovered. Tune in September 6th. Kahu and Uncle Sarah, that's right, yours truly, as Unplugged will be premiering Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. 90 minutes to remember who you are.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
My worst, and he brought out the best in me. Sinking deep in sin, I should have met my end, but he turned my life around. Yeah, could have had anything, but he wanted let it all on me. And now forever be
grateful for his work in me.
I am so glad that he did.
Yes, he thought enough for me.
Good morning, welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Let me tell you what Guardian Media Group wants to do for you with the September Bill Buster promotion. They want to give your pocket a break. They'll help you pay the big four in our September Bill Buster promotion. They're giving away gift vouchers every week. Vouchers from BPL, Water and Sewerage, Super Value, Food Stores, and Shell. Win gift vouchers every Friday in September. Fill out the entry form in today's Nassau Guardian. Listen to the Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and follow us across all social media platforms. Give your pocket a break with our September Bill Buster. Win gift vouchers every Friday in September. What a deal. What a deal. Opportunities, opportunities everywhere. Before I delve into some sports headlines, I opened up the day's Nassau Guardian, and I see this headline on the second page. Parks and Beaches Authority launches sargassum cleanup program, right? The authority yesterday launched a pilot program to rid beaches in the country of an excess of sargassum. the authority executive chairman, Jamal Strawn, who took part in the cleanup at Montague Beach and Western Esplanade yesterday, said the seaweed removed will be recycled. Sargassum weed has been inundating the southern part of the Caribbean, making all of the beaches impassable and unusable. We received an extremely high volume of seaweed 2 days ago, so what I thought to do was create a pilot program. Okay, see, stop right there. You received the seaweed 2 days ago, and so you just thought to create a pilot program. The Caribbean has been knee-deep in sargassum ideas, projects, industry, turning sargassum into pallets. You know, we ship everything in and out of this country into pallets. They've been leaching it and preparing it for fertilizer and other agricultural opportunities. And 2 days ago, you just thought of a pilot program? Sir, the seaweed is moving faster than you and your administration. I'm going to continue to read. It's a very short article. Quote, what you're seeing today is a major response to not only clearing the beach, but for the first time ever, conversion and transformation to a recycled, usable end product that will be mulch and compost for final use for agriculture, farmers, and just regularly around the Bahamas. I can be honest with you, I will see it when I believe it. Let me tell you why, because this is not just something you could do in your backyard. Yes, many, many Bahamians go to the beach, they collect seaweed, they leach it, they wash it, they remove, they extract all the harmful things from it by leaving it out in the sun and continually wetting it down with rainwater. But for a project on an industrial scale, you will need a massive space to do that. And it will have to be constructed for this purpose, because you cannot just allow the amount of hard minerals, and potential toxins to just flow into the groundwater supply. So the space that you use for this project has to be outfitted with sort of underground or low-level drains to catch all the runoff to ensure that we are not contaminating our groundwater supply, especially since y'all let the major development destroy the largest freshwater lands on the island of New Providence before they got approval to build. Yeah? Good stuff, sir. And don't say it got away from you. Don't come here about, oh, the pilot program, just thought about it 2 days ago. The region has been dealing with these problems and providing solutions for their West Indian counterparts for over a decade now. Please and thank you. A text, at one point we were told that it was illegal to move seaweed. Well, here's what the issue is, right? Is that while we think of seaweed as trash, there are many life forms that inhabit the seaweed, right? While it's in the water and then when it brushes up onto the shoreline, right? So we think, we want the pink sand, the clean, pristine sand, but the sand is also occupied by other living beings, right? And so what the restrictions attempt to protect other organic beings, other life forms, animals that live on the beach. You can't just come in and scrape up the seaweed. That's why the environmentalists are so concerned by these major developments that have brought in these machines to clean the beach. Because the big machine can't see the small life forms that not only occupy the beach, but are vital to maintaining the ecosystem, right? Vital to maintaining the plant life that maintains these beautiful beaches for us. It's a great opportunity if we are prepared to take advantage of it. But since we're talking sports today, I did take down some sports headlines, and there's some young people I want to recognize before we end the show today. Let's start off with the oldest of the young people, Bahamian Masters athlete Timothy Munnings, who has turned back the clock once again, emerging with a gold medal in the men's 60-64 400-meter finals at the 2026 World Masters Athletics Championships. in South Korea. On Tuesday, Munnings, who is 60 years old, did not leave any chips on the table in the final. I don't leave potato chip or french fry on the table. I guess I'm not like him. But the point is, he stole the show with a top time of 56.24 seconds. 56.24 seconds. He ran a 400-meter race in under a minute to be celebrated. The second place finisher came in at 56.46 seconds. Third place came in at 56.96 seconds. The Bahamian ageless wonder can now relish in the fact that he has won a second gold medal in what is just his second appearance at the World Masters Athletics Championship. After coming up short of the medal stand in the 100 and 200 meter events, he was in the This boy did very, very well. Munnings has earned a total of 3 medals, right, in the Masters. Gold in the men's 55 to 59 400 meter and in the men's 60 to 64 400 meter. And bronze in the men's 55 to 59 200 meter event. Congratulations, sir. Now let's go to the youngest of the young people. 3 golds for 7-year-old martial arts champion Amber. This was in Tuesday's Tribune. 7-year-old Amber Colebrook has returned home with an impressive performance after representing the Bahamas at the 2026 ISKA, that's ISKA, U.S. Open World Martial Arts Championships at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort in Orlando. Amber was among approximately 15 young Bahamian athletes from 3 local martial arts schools who traveled to compete at one of the world's premier martial arts tournaments. Competing against athletes from several countries, she won gold trophies in clash fighting, continuous fighting, and padded sword. Those 3 disciplines. First of all, I ain't gonna never win a gold in continuous fighting because I just have to take a breath. That's the secret to my success when I fight you. We need a timeout to catch a breath, and then I don't tell you the timeout is over. I just start fighting. So gold trophies in clash fighting, continuous fighting, and padded sword, and she earned a silver trophy in flag and finished as a finalist in point sparring. See, I like flag. Remember when you was young and you was fighting with your siblings, but you couldn't leave a mark? Like, you couldn't leave a mark because then everybody getting in trouble. That's like flag fighting. The achievement followed months of preparation. Amber trains 5 days each week at the Bahamas Center for Martial Arts while maintaining straight A's at Summit Academy. Amber's family expressed appreciation to Sensei Simone Francis, the coaching teams, and everyone who supported Team Bahamas throughout the championships. Then we move quickly. Then we move quickly to karting driver Lennox. Lennox opens up with 3rd place. That's the Tribune. 10-year-old Bahamian karting driver Lennox Lockhart opened the 2026 WSK Final Cup with a 3rd place position in the Mini GR3 Championship standings after the opening round at the track in Italy, at the karting track in Italy. Lockhart collected 51 points for the weekend and currently sits in 3rd place behind Morocco's Gahoudi, who leads with 111 points, and Norway's Theo Stendel, who has 72 points. He eventually crossed the line 6th in the 10-lap final, posting a total time of 922.819. So that's 9 minutes, 22.819 seconds, and a best lap of 54.814 seconds. Lockhart began karting at 6, and he became the first Bahamian to win a major national karting championship when he won the 2025 United States Pro Kart Series Micro Swift title. I just want to say, before I close the show, this boy is 10 years old, and he's driving better than the vast majority of us in the country. I want to say to the people who drive home on the Eastern Road in the evening after work, I don't know why y'all would block up the intersection for other drivers. I don't know why. That's on you. But I just want to ask this question. The foot you use to mash the gas and drive through the red light, is that the same foot you kneel with at church to pray to God? I'm just asking. And the last text to finish the show. The problem with the government and this administration is in particular is they love announcements. All they want to do is fill the air with the announcements of all the good things they're going to do. Once they make the announcement, they push buku money at the idea without ever stopping for a second to plan out the project start to finish. Hence Golden Yolk, where it takes 5 years for a chicken to lay an egg. Buddy, let me tell you how the government have Golden Yolk on their face. Next week, we're going to talk about it. But this government seems to be governing by PR. You can't PR a policy to life. You just can't. There's a lot of things you could do with Obeah, but you can't PR a policy to life. You guys have a great day, producer. Thank you so much. You made the show today. Johnson Road, next weekend. Everybody, be there. We'll be there. Have a great day.
Dadley and Brookins are on the scene, and Ralph Simpson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dal Dawkins got a monster dump.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.